Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, everyone. We told you we would have this young man last week, and we have him today. He's one of the wonderful kings of comedy. I am so excited to also say that Jess Churchin, the comedy show, is going to be at MegaFest. Of course, we know that that's August 30th at 8 p.m. His name is Cedric the Entertainer. Hey,
good
my
morning.
Brother.
What's happening?
What's going on?
What's up, Yolanda? How are you? I'm good this morning.
Cool. We are so excited that you're going to co-host with Miss Niecy Nash,
yes,
the Jess Churchin comedy show at T.D. Jakes MegaFest. Give us a little bit of the show and what's going to happen at the Jess Churchin event.
This is always, you know, an exciting part of MegaFest. Of course, people, they know they're coming down there to get spiritual nourishment and all of that, and with all the great preachers. And then I'm going to do a sermon. See, everybody started laughing right away. That's what I was thinking about that.
I know you, so I know it's going to be right on. Right on.
Yeah, no, this is definitely about understanding that, you know, we're going to have a good time down here, man, and that it's a fun night, Friday night, you know, and it's that good old laughter, man, that you do to share with one another, and it's that kind of spiritual healing where people share and laugh and joke and be all together. It's part of a super great event, man, and I'm glad that I can do it.
Seth the Entertainer joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. We're talking about the Jess Churchin Comedy Show taking place at MegaFest in Dallas, Texas. Of course, he's going to be hosting it along with Niecy Nash. Comedians include David Mann, Akintunde, Lavelle Crawford, Coco Brown. Information on that, of course, mega-fest.com. That's mega-fest.com. But said, we got to talk about this hot show, man. Royce, season number 2 of The Soul Man. Love this show, brother.
Oh, man, thank y'all so much, man. This is just an honor to be able to do a show like this about the transition of human beings and what goes on,
yeah,
and how church is an everyday kind of thing. It's not about just Sunday, you know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's how you have to transition and deal with the real life situations and bring God into it, even though it's hard. So we've had a lot of fun this season touching on areas that can be a little controversial,
yeah,
but it's real, man.
Yeah, they are real, and they're happening.
Yes, exactly. And so, and I think that people have really been responding to it. So it's been a blessing to be able to do that. You just don't even see this type of area being touched on television,
right,
at all.
Right.
Everything,
yeah,
is just so about people arguing with one another,
yeah,
and how,
right,
we can't stand. And this is like we family and what we're dealing with and real issues and trying to give some resolve, you know, by at the same time entertaining and being fun, man. So it's a true blessing to be a part of this show. I co-created it, and we in our second season got an amazing cast with Niecy and Wesley Johnson and John Beasley. This is just dope.
Said, I'm a big fan and a fan of the show as well. Lyric kind of went crazy a little bit, didn't you?
And drove me crazy. And the thing is that we all know, like, you got any kind of teenage to early 20-something kids, is that it's in that discovery when they're trying to find themselves, and they no longer that sweet little child that you had where you can just tell them to go sit down.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they trying to stretch their rights as an individual is where you have to learn to grow and kind of know that you put the right thing in your child, and hopefully they'll find it.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, you fool around, lose your religion.
Don't lose it, but I love the fact too that after the show, when you take those questions, what made you decide to do that? I think that's a real live part of the show.
You know, that was something really cool. It was mentioned some of the other producers of the show. We was trying to think about how to make people feel me a little more because I'm a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really get to see that in the sitcom aspect of the show. And so we start thinking about it, and I thought about Carol Burnett, the way she used to do that at the end of her show. And she would take those questions, and I was like, nobody's really seen that since then. And so we thought we'd give it a shot, and it's been a real positive response. Everybody seems to really be attracted to that part of the show because it's that little bit of moment where you feel like you get to see me and know me and talk to me.
Right.
And I think it's been that extra little touch that people enjoy.
Cool. Well, Cedric, I want you to send that anointing my way because you and I have Carol Burnett in common. We have a whole bunch of stuff in common. And hopefully I can have a show like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Who wants to be a millionaire? I was like, who don't want to be a millionaire?
Amen. Yeah, how you like hosting that?
Oh, man, this has been a lot of fun, too. This is one of those things, of course, when the opportunity came my way. There's so many great comedians have been making that transition, including my brother, Steve Harvey.
Right.
So, you know, in Family Feud, we talked about it, and I was like, yeah, you know, I really like the idea idea of doing something where I'm on every day. It's a family environment, and it's just been fun. Yeah.
He's Cedric the Entertainer, and you just wrapped up a new movie with Chris Rock?
Yeah, I've been having a great year. Chris Rock wrote and directed this funny movie that'll be out in the spring of next year.
Well, you got to see him at Just Churchin', yes. Well, the Just Churchin' event at MegaFest, August 30th. It's Friday night at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. He and Niecy Nash will co-host. To learn more, go to mega-fest.com. Cedric, we love you so much. Thank you for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, my dear.
Appreciate it. See y'all at MegaFest. Do not miss it. All right. I holla.